Penta Blog here up in Ryde at the venue, ready for the gig tonight for the Soul to Soul sound system, and here with
Jazzy B.
What do you actually think of the venue where we are in Ryde?
I love it. I mean, it puts me back in the mind of the Africa Centre. And one of the main things about it was just the fact that how important venues like this are for up-and-coming bands. I spent some time at the Palace last year, an evening where the Queen show their appreciation for all the musicians who have helped to bring revenue into the country. Without venues like this, it's not going to happen. And we understand it's all about evolution, but there's also that thing about, you know, us evolving, and the fact that a lot of us are about innovative and creativity. And if you don't have an outlet for that, you're not going to have any revenue.
Yeah.
So in the short run, it could be interesting that we might give it up and, you know, build some more flats. But for the people who are going to live here, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And for the people who are living here currently, I think it's far more entertaining and far more, you know, a better experience. And it's got to be an economical one as well. If somewhere like this exists, so therefore people like up-and-coming bands from all walks of life, from all genres of music, and technically not just music. There's got to be a bit of heritage here, you know, a bit of history about what the building was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a vibe to be, for me personally, as an outsider coming in and being able to soak up the atmosphere on that level, which I think, even, you know, from a sound check point of view, it's a special thing. And then if people visit the Isle of Wight, and you haven't got a monumental venue like this, you're just really losing out. And, you know, history is what Britain's built on anyway, and the Isle of Wight being part of the GB, you know what I mean? I just hope that the people who are ever involved in it don't become too short-sighted and hopefully do a bit of research and see what's happened in the rest of the world or even the rest of the country to notice the fact that, you know, you really need somewhere to shelter your people, you know. And again, socially, it doesn't really get that much better than this, because you can go out and you build a venue and you say this, that and the other, but damn, you got one there. It's just about maintaining it, you know, and the generations are going to keep evolving and people are going to still be coming out. So even when the panel or the board make their decision about knocking it down or whatever, it's going to be the wrong decision just purely over the fact of how great the place is, what this island stands for, and equally so, the people who inhabit it, you know. So it's really important that venues like this all over the globe exist, just for the pure preservation of the arts. In not just music, you know, we're talking about theatre, you're talking about, you know, just, it is, it's about the children, you know what I mean? Like, however young or old that they are, the children who are being creative and that energy, you're going to always need an outlet. And trust me, to rebuild a venue like this is going to be literally impossible. Mm.
So once it's gone, it's gone forever.
Once it's gone, it's gone. You know, these bricks and mortar was done for a purpose, and I think, you know, hopefully the people of the Isle of Wight will be respectful enough, you know, to keep it and ensure that it exists.
Brilliant. Cheers for that.
Nice one.